Delaware offers residents an array of testing options for COVID-19. They can visit up to 19 permanent sites at state service facilities and health centers. They can drive up to the window at 8 Walgreens pharmacies, or they could walk or drive into parking lots at several so-called community pop-up sites. Some can even get an at-home test by mail. WHYY's Chris Barish reports possible closure of some pop-up sites is raising concerns about who would lose access to testing.
The line of 24 cars at the Walgreens near Claymont stretched into the roadway. Aaron Bass watched as the bottleneck grew.
The line has not moved since I've been here. It is one person in the car, 8 minutes per test. We organized it because we want to also test the system.
Bass heads Eastside Charter School. It's 4 miles away in Wilmington's Riverside area, where almost all residents are black. The school's parking lot has hosted 2 pop-up sites. Wednesday, it tested more than 500 people in 3.5 hours. That's 20 every 8 minutes. One was William DeLussi.
I like the way it's set up. It's efficient. It doesn't cause any kind of confusion or congestion. It's off the beaten path, yet it's accessible enough for folks to get to.
Bass had sent families to Walgreens because the state said last month it would close most pop-up sites. Eastside Charter parent Ronell Page calls Walgreens inconvenient for those without cars. He drove his mom and a coworker there Wednesday, but didn't want to wait.
This is ridiculous. My mom, she's been having some coughing and stuff, so I want to get her tested.
Pushback from Bass and others has led state officials to relent on closing most pop-up sites. A.J. Shaw oversees state testing.
We are not getting out of the pop-up or drive-through business. We are making sure we are putting in the right locations at the right time for people to get tested.
Shaw says the state will work to make sure Latino and Black Delawareans who have been hit disproportionately by the coronavirus won't lose access to testing. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.